He's Colm Hayes. She's Lucy Kennedy. Together, they wake up the nation on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. And now you can hear their best bits each week as a podcast.
It's another edition of Colm and Lucy in the Morning, the best bits, our weekly podcast. We've got a great mishmash of content for you this week, including How Posh Is My House, the world's best seagull impersonator, and the best chart hits by non-humans. Yes, non-humans. You know, I was reading something over the weekend, and yes. and I didn't actually find out the answer, but it said, and you might know, how come all planes are painted white?
For heat.
Didn't even take 2 seconds. Did it 2 seconds. And would you learn? I mean, is that part of the training course?
No, but I remember. I remember these things.
They say if they're any different colour that they will end up being too hot for the people inside.
Yes.
So that the heat bounces off. Okay.
The heat bounces off the white.
Yeah, okay. Well, then maybe you're ready for these, because then I thought, how come? And I put a list of how comes
together. Oh, yeah, go on.
You
go
like
on.
This, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right, okay. How come the water is clear but the sea looks blue?
That's the sky.
Sky, so it's simple. Yeah. We started off simple there.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You're
yeah,
looking
yeah.
at me strange.
Yeah. So I don't know what you're going to ask me. I hope it's not too personal. Please continue.
How come we have wisdom teeth that we don't ever need or use?
I don't have any wisdom teeth. That's why I'm so thick. No, they haven't come down. They ain't come down.
No. They're there. That can't happen.
Excuse me, Jeremy, you're not my dentist.
Sorry.
I'm literally in the dentist.
Sorry. Jerry's an award-winning producer. He knows these things.
He's an award-winning producer, allegedly, but he certainly ain't no dentist.
He once met Pat Kenny. He knows what he's talking about. So you have to have wisdom teeth.
They haven't come down. They're in my gum, Hazy. Even
what
though
are you,
I'm 48.
Nine?
No, I haven't. My wisdom teeth are still in my gums. What are you shaking your head for? Making me out like to be like some sort of creepy little alien.
Does it make sense? So you say you have wisdom teeth, but they just haven't come down.
Yes.
So can
why do you think that's so weird? Some people, they never come down for their whole life.
So are they there? Up there in your gum?
So if you I don't know. I don't even know if you're sober. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so how can we have wisdom teeth that we don't ever need to use? You're saying, well, yours haven't even come down.
No, they haven't. A lot of people don't, or people have to get them removed. Go on, what's your problem? Do you have any... You don't have any wisdom teeth.
Of course I do. They keep... I could take them out and then they come down again and they get again. And they go, it's just wisdom seeping through
oh
my...
Oh, God. Seeping.
How come you have to put your window blind up on a plane when it's landing?
Obviously for visuals.
Yeah, but I'm not landing the plane.
Yes, but it's good for everybody to keep an eye on what's going on.
But that doesn't matter.
Well, what's the answer?
I don't have the answer.
But that is the answer. Okay, right. That is the answer.
Okay, and finally, how come sandwiches taste better when they're cut into triangles? This is all science, by the way.
I think sandwiches taste better when they're made by somebody else.
Now, absolutely.
Like,
I much prefer somebody else making a sandwich.
Like,
yeah.
Even like if myself and Richie were making a sandwich, yeah. For whatever reason, I would just prefer his.
You're absolutely right.
Why is that? We could use the same ingredients.
Yeah.
Just prefer someone else's sandwich.
Got to say, yeah, Anne makes, again, it could be a ham and cheese toasty, and she makes a great ham, and mine is just, it's just like,
it's
wow.
Mine's not as nice.
It's just too much work.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like what dinner's nicer in a restaurant than at home.
Yeah.
Somebody else
yeah.
is making it for you.
Is it something to do with the fact that you can bite, it's like bite size? The fact that
where
sandwich
are we going
question.
With this? Oh, the triangle one.
Yes.
I don't know.
Is it something that the way you can bite or no crusts?
I don't know. 087-188-0008. How come sandwiches taste better when they're cut into triangles? How come you have to put your window blind up? You've organised them. How come we have window wisdom teeth that we don't use? There's loads here. There's loads.
Any more? Go give us another one, Hazy.
How come what, we sort of? How come Easter falls on a different date every year? Well, that's
well, because it's just a Sunday.
No.
What?
No. It's not. It's just a Sunday.
What's like okay, so any Sunday that's available
so
is Easter.
So hang on. Patrick's Day is always the
17th. No, but obviously in
Christmas
April.
Christmas is always
in April.
Christmas. No, it's not always in April. It's in March as well.
Easter.
Yes, Easter can be in March or April.
Yeah, so it's like whatever available Sunday.
No, it doesn't.
Is the
it's
answer.
Not whatever available Sunday.
Whatever you available all, Sunday, the end of March, April.
So do you think the Pope is sitting on his throne having a cigar and a brandy and going, just take any Sunday you want.
No, any Sunday at the end of April slash...
No, there's a mathematical reason why. You'd be surprised.
Go on, then tell us.
Well, the mathematical reason is that it's to do with the Catholic Church, which is different. Their calendar year is completely different to our calendar year. So Easter has to be sort of around there.
So, guys, this is a man winging it.
No, there is a reason. It's to do with the Catholic calendar year, which is different to our calendar year. And if you look at it, every second year, it lands in April. And every
I'm not going to lie, I have not missed this. It's absolute spoofing.
I'm not spoofing. I'll give you the answer in a few minutes.
Scrambling for facts.
No, I just haven't.
I've had a very factual week last week.
Well, you haven't had a factual week.
Where I was just dealing with journalists and facts.
Ah, oh, it's terrible. It's like you dealt with sleep and Netflix and steroids.
And steroids.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
There have been many songs that have charted in the last 30 years that are actually released by non-humans. Non-humans.
Does that include Jedward? Hey!
Bada-bing, bada-bang.
Hi, lads.
You don't get non-humans singing anymore. Okay, so let me just bring you
some... I know exactly what I'm thinking.
There is that.
The frog.
There is that, of course, and there is...
Bart.
Yes.
First name, Bart.
Are you a big fan of this song?
I love The Simpsons.
No, I know you love The Simpsons. Are you a fan of his musical work?
Yeah.
Okay. This was a number one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the Bartman and the chorus.
Can you fix it?
Also number one.
Yes, you can.
Bad.
I was never into Bob. Never.
Any
neither
with
Jack, no.
Okay.
More Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, we had Thomas, a lot of Thomas in the house. And of course then, who can forget...
Mr. Blobby.
Mr. Blobby. The most ridiculous character ever created for television. And he had a number one with Mr. Blobby. Brilliant.
It's quite good, though. It is quite catchy.
Could possibly win the Eurovision. And, of course, we did have our own. We did have our own. Zig and Zag. God, they were hardcore there, weren't they?
Yeah. But Justin.
Justin the Turkey. There's another one as well.
He represented our country. The Eurovision.
He did, when you think
about
it.
Remember, he was swung around in a trolley. It's like a really weird trip.
Is he the only non-human that represented a country for the Eurovision Song Contest? Now, there's a question. I don't know. Jamie has a classic.
Hi, Colm and Lucy. Jamie here in Cork. Another notable mention was, remember the frog song?
Yeah.
It was back in the 80s. Paul McCartney wrote the music for it, but it had the music video with all the frogs singing in the lake.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon one back in the 80s. That was a good one. See you guys. Bye bye.
God, he got to number one with this, didn't he? With a bunch of frogs. Wow. Good tune. Okay, let's bring in Larry.
I wonder why Santa and his reindeers are able to fly, and all that I can see is just another Christmas tree. Go on, don't stand by. Go on, Jake!
Oh, good one, Larry.
I love Dustin.
Tricia, wrap it up.
Would be my remember from when I was a very small child. Yeah. The Archers. No one knew who they were. It was in the 60s. Yeah, yes. It was in the 60s. But the Archers, and they were... they found out afterwards who they were, but at the time they were not real.
Yeah, I think we're talking about the Archies. The Archers is an agricultural soap on BBC Radio 4.
Archies? I've never heard of them.
You've heard the song. Yeah. So this wasn't a real band. They were the first cartoon band. Great song. Thank you for that one, Patricia. Okay.
Well done, guys. Yeah. Very brainy, brainy listener.
Very brainy. Ridiculously brainy.
Too brainy. How posh are you?
Oh, I'm very posh now.
No, you're not.
Since I moved to the south side.
So, according to etiquette expert and author William Hansen.
Oh, I like him. I like him. I follow him on Instagram.
What makes a home look posh? So, Hazy, I'm just going to do a few here, right?
Yes, okay, thank you.
And tell me if you have a few of these.
Thank you.
An aga.
No, we don't have an aga.
Now that's, I'm quite surprised you don't, because you're very pretentious.
Yeah, no, it's one thing. We were talking about it and we just never got it in France. And I'll tell you what. Huh?
But as in like spicy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have an aga, I have a range.
Yeah. You have a range?
I have the poor man's aga.
Ah, right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay, Hazy.
Yeah.
Do you have plain loo roll?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a bang of decorations off
you. No, no, no. Maybe at Christmas we might knock out an old Christmas loo roll.
Okay.
And there were occasions, if we're having a barbecue, that we'd have crosswords.
It should never.
Crosswords.
Have it in capital. It should never be coloured. Your loo paper.
No.
Only keep it white. Okay. Do you have a bar of soap in your bathroom?
No, we don't actually. No.
I do.
We don't do soap at all. There's no soap in that. We don't do soap.
Oh, smelly, smelly.
No, obviously we have other items, but we use the liquid soap. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love soap. Do you know what I'm obsessed with?
Oh, God.
Do you ever want to get me a present?
Yeah.
Because I notice you haven't got me a present in a long time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Pear. You know, pear soap.
A pear, the fruit.
No, not pear, a pear.
I'll get you a pear.
No, you know the soap. Pear soap.
Yeah.
My God, I would actually put it on a piece of toast.
That's your very
anyway, so I have pear soap.
Is that a sign that you're posh, by the way? Should you have soap?
Yes.
Oh, you should have soap.
Do you have a cling film dispenser?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
What's that even mean?
It's like, do you know the sellotape thing that like... So it's a version of that for a cling film. So you put your cling film into it and...
Do you have a cookery book shelf?
We did.
I do.
We did. But you know what? I threw a whole heap of them out because everything's on Instagram and the internet now. But I've kept a few prized possessions.
Right. So I want to know, guys, what do you have that makes you posh? Oh, cloth napkins.
God.
Do you have cloth? I have cloth napkins.
Do you have napkin rings?
Yes.
Are you sap?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, that's it.
Yes, of course I do.
You're posher than me. Well, obviously you are, yeah.
But do you not have napkin rings?
No, no one does napkin rings anymore.
What about Christmas Day? What would you, or like if you're having a dinner party?
Dinner.
Or let's say, I don't know, the Windsors were coming over.
It wasn't a dinner party anymore.
He said, do you not have cloth napkins?
We do, but they're too much bother to wash, so everyone just gets a bit of kitchen roll. Do you have a china collection in a little sort of thingy against the wall thingy?
Jesus, I'm not 90. Like a cabinet?
Yes.
No.
But you have a cabinet. You have a French dresser, don't you?
I have a Welsh dresser. What makes it French?
What's the difference?
I don't know, actually. I actually don't know.
So yesterday, Hugh was in with us. Hugh Wallace.
Hugh Wallace. Obsessed.
Yeah, yeah. He was brilliant, amazing. And he brought a little bit of decorum and a bit of class to the show.
Excuse me, sadly lacking. I bring class to the show.
No, I know. But I bring it down all the time. So it's nice to have that balance with Hugh and yourself against me. Because we brought him in as a sort of an etiquette and posh expert.
Which he is.
Yes, and it was to reveal what makes a home look posh are the things you must never own. Now, on this list was napkin rings, but Hugh told us he has silver embossed napkins.
With his initials.
With his initials. And he has linen napkins that he puts on a 60-degree wash and then airs them.
And then starches them.
Starches them as well.
Yeah.
I use
now,
kitchen towel.
Now, I also have linen napkins, but they're Dunn's, Paul Costello.
Okay, but when are they whipped out, if you know what I mean?
I beg your pardon.
Christmas?
No, they would be whipped out if I had a party. Let's say Holly's confirmation next month.
They would be whipped out on average Sunday.
No.
It's too much mess going on.
No. Because. But I do like a proper napkin.
Ugh, what's wrong with a good old kitchen towel?
Day-to-day kitchen towel.
Yeah.
Do you leave your kitchen towel holder on the table?
So we have one that hangs where all the pots are. And then when dinner comes along, I'll just take it out and put it on the table. Yeah, I know.
That is one of my pet hates.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Talking about it. So loads of people, 087-188-0008. So it's all about how posh are you?
Do you have that you think is posh? Yeah. And the people go, what? And can't believe you have that. It's so posh. Like a drinks trolley.
Well, see, I do have a Hostess trolley, but I got it free.
I remember the one. Yeah.
It was in our office and I brought it home when we moved offices.
But do you use it for that or do you have all your vinyl? on it?
No, I don't. I told you when our previous dog Rocky was quite sick, we used to push him around.
So where is it now?
It's in Alex's room. There's I don't know what's on it. I don't at this stage. No idea. Patricia,
Lucy, and Colm. I have cloth napkins. Oh. I have tablecloths and all that, different types. I put a different tablecloths on at Christmas, different designs. I change my, but when I've got friends over for dinner or anything, I use the rings and I use the table napkins.
Yeah,
yes. I do.
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay, Patricia here.
Oh. Patricia, yes, I'm with you. I also have a tablecloth.
Oh, it's just a lot of effort, isn't it?
No. I think when you walk into somebody's house, let's say it was Christmas or whatever, it's like a party, and they've set the table really well, it makes such a difference. I think it looks lovely.
Mm.
I don't like bottles of like ketchup and stuff on the table if it's that kind of night.
Oh God,
if it's day to day, like dinner with.
Oh no.
That's different. Oh, no, you're saying, oh God, no, because now you're ashamed.
No, I'm not ashamed. No, because
you should be ashamed.
No, because I'm married to Anne, so she would set the standard. God, if I was on my own, no, it'd be terrible. But no, we would have the condiments in little condiment dispensers.
Yes. Oh, yes, I forget you have Anne.
Yeah, you forget
Thank
that,
God.
Don't you? Okay.
Yeah.
So, Deirdre, you want to get in here?
Hi, Colm and Lucy. We were minding my neighbour's kids once. It's a few years ago now. Yeah. And they thought we were posh because we ate our dinner at the table and we had those blue blocks in the toilets in the bathroom.
Oh.
Love the show. Bye.
The blue blocks.
Eating at the table,
French.
Yes, that's posh. So many people don't.
Yeah, I
cannot believe the amount of people that don't actually sit down, whether they're like eating at a bar or an island or on their knees. When your kids were younger, I know it's different now, they're adults, but when they were younger, would you all sit down at the
table? We still all sit down. Like last night, we all sat down.
At the table?
Yeah, we still, dinner would still be a time that you all sit down and sort of have a chat about the day.
I think that's where you kind of get the goss.
Yeah, absolutely. Like last night, we were all around for about.
But I think it's amazing, Hazy, the amount of people who would, their kids would eat first and then they'd eat later.
Yeah. No. Even when the kids were kids, it was always everyone sits down for dinner together. That I agree. And
that's the only rule I have.
Just look at the Italians. Like it would be almost, you'd be thrown out of the family if you didn't sit down for dinner.
Also a good way to check their manners.
Check their manners.
You know what they're like at home, then you know what they're like outside of home.
Get the goss, as you say, from during the day. Find out what's going on.
Yeah, have a good old family fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
So we were mentioning earlier on the amazing story about the Gull Screecher.
The chap, the young guy who basically represented his country in Belgium and has won a prize as being the most like a seagull ever known to man.
It's called the European Gull Screeching Competitions, and it was Cooper Wallace was his name. And we want to see if we can get an Irish person who can represent Ireland and try and get that trophy for
Ireland.
And if we can really get somebody, we'll actually take the entire show, the whole crew.
Everybody
over to Belgium. Yeah, which would be fantastic.
Still looking for a sponsor, but we can talk about that another time.
We'll talk about that later. Absolutely later. Okay, Oisín.
Good God, is somebody on a tin flute?
that's young Oisín in Galway. Okay, Oisín. Okay, that's good. Now, this is a weird message, apparently.
Hey, Colin and Lucy, it's Marcella here from Phibsborough. I can't do a seagull, but I can definitely do a horse. Would that do?
So we're just going back over this.
No,
it's the gull screeching competition.
Oh, no,
not I sound like a horse.
No.
That's actually happening in Naples.
No, please do it
in
again.
Italy.
Please play that again.
So that's Donald Duck with asthma.
It's... Yeah.
David?
Good to know in the future.
Yeah, for our horse competition.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. That's my crow impression. Jeremy Crane Galway.
Sorry, David.
You can't change the animal.
You can't change the animal.
No.
Or the breed of animal.
We specifically said seagull. We're not looking for a horse or a crow.
So far, this is all we've got.
Okay, come on.
Oh,
guys.
Sorry. That's my crow impression.
Yeah. We're not going to get to Belgium with this.
Rosie, 16-year-old Rosie, save us! That's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah, okay.
It's better than the bloody horse.
Yeah, no, we're warming up. We're warming up. Liked all of that. There's lots more where it came from. From Monday morning, 6 to 10 on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. The best bits from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Ireland.